Okay, here we are, class number 6 of Summer Soul Radiant Success course. Today's date is August 11, 2016. So my request is that you don't do any multitasking. I really, really want this session to be you glued to the screen. Is everybody willing to not multitask but to stay focused? Does anybody promise me that they cannot count on themselves to do that? Who would that be? Nobody. Brave souls that you are. Okay, so you know why I'm saying that, right? Why? Tell me why, somebody. Thank you. Who? Tell me why do I say that?
Because this is really important information, and we just need to be focused on that, and you might miss something if you're multitasking.
That's right. Thank you. And the truth of the matter is that there have been studies, and this is actually, I'm just going to put in a word now regarding our productivity themes, which we'll be getting to probably next session since we're edging into the close of this program, about productivity, efficiency, and being able to get the most results out of your day-to-day tasks. And that is that multitasking, similar to texting and driving, is actually a dilution of one's abilities to be effective at any of whatever you're doing. Because the brain takes a few moments to shift from one focus to the other, which is why texting has been so dangerous. Not only when a fool, excuse me, my New York side just came out, when a fool is driving and texting, that's pretty much a no-brainer as to why that's not such a hot idea. But secondly, even if they've, let's say, stopped at a red light, and I've been guilty of this, and then I found this information out, so I stopped doing it. Where you're stopped at a red light, or you're stopped at a stop sign, or you're in really slow traffic, and you do your little texting or whatever, and then you have to grab your attention to go and drive again, what happens is you're a little slower. Your brain is not as focused. It takes a few moments to recalibrate to the new focus, and that's where there is some danger. And so your productivity hot tip for today, and I would like you to put this in your notes, is that it's necessary to really focus on one major attention at a time and to observe during this week your tendency to want to go off and respond to a call, respond to an email or something, and don't do it. See if you can watch yourself and not give in to that knee-jerk reaction to just quickly take care of this new thing that just popped up and stay on course with the focus that you were originally working on. Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, so let's begin our protocol here. We're going to start a little differently than we already have, but we're going to really start a little more differently. And that is, I'm going to ask you to do the following as your own alignment setup, where we're doing a review of the main inner skills that you have learned along the way, and then calling in the transmissions of grace. Then I will review the purpose of this course, and then I'm going to ask you feedback on what you felt with each of these components of this full alignment setup. And then we're going to go into reviewing your marketing sequence, and then we'll, whatever time is left, we'll go into reviewing our new tools from last week of finding that quiet, calm, peaceful space where you are the most receptive to your intuition, the two exercises that I gave you last week. Okay, so on your own time, I'm not going to walk you through it. I'm going to have you do it on your own memory. I'd like you to start with your grounding, clearing, and protection, which is grounding cord, throwing down what you want to let go of, light around you, blue flame, and stating your own protection prayer. Then you're going to call your soul home using your recollection of how to do that. Then you're going to go into the center of your head, clearing out the inside of your head from scattered thoughts generated by you as well as absorbed thoughts that you picked up from the environment, other people, and then activate the transmissions of grace. And what I'd like you to do is to notice the shifts that you feel from one tool to the next, because I will be asking you about that. Remember, we're working on energy healing management. We're working on you taking sovereign claim to your space. And being sensitive to energy is a critical part of that. So again, you're going to do step one, ground clear yourself, put that blue flame around you, and say your protective prayer. Number two, you're going to call your soul home. Number three, you're going to do the center of your head. And number four, you're going to activate the transmissions of grace. Anybody have any questions about any of those components before I be quiet and let you do this?
No.
No questions.
No.
Okay, so after you finish all components, please say ready, and then we'll go from there. All right, I'm here, but I will be quiet.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
All right. Wonderful. Okay, so now I'll go over reading the purpose, and then we'll go into feedback on your soul alignment setup process. The purpose of this course is to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. We are doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your spiritual power success toolkit, or your spiritual power success essentials of intuition, psychic development, energy healing management, and deeper clarity about your soul purpose. With this confidence and skill, you can better design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created consciously with your spiritual power success essentials of psychic intuition, energy healing management, and soul purpose clarity. Also, to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission to living a fulfilling life for your personal journey and to contribute to other people in big enough ways that light your fire, that motivate you, where you are playing big enough to keep you interested, to play a big enough game so that you are inspired to live life. Then finally, to connect and have an intimate relationship with your spirit guides, your angels, your soul, and to feel your personal power, sovereignty as a creator being with the power to create the lifestyle that you want. Okay. So all of you should be in the Facebook group. Please have access to the internet the way we wrote in our Facebook posts, where you are on my website. You have one tab easily to find on my website from the links that are in one of the posts on the Facebook page. Also, so that you can easily find the link to Ted McGrath's marketing sequence that we're going to be studying. And that's it. So let's start with feedback about the soul alignment setup components. Who'd like to go first to give me your experience of four specific benchmarks or four specific components? The grounding and clearing and bringing in the, so it's actually five, let's say, where you also bring in the protection prayer. That would be a separate component to give feedback on. Then the call your soul home, what kind of shifts you felt with that. Then the center of head experience, what shifts you experienced with that. And then last but oh never the least, the experience of you calling in our beloved transmissions of grace. Who'd like to go first?
I can go.
Okay. Yay, Steve. Always our leader to start off stuff like this. Go ahead.
similar experiences when I do the set up the grounding and that. And when I put those cords down, and then I start to actually consciously put things down that, you know, down the earth grounding cords, I start to feel shifts. And I, it just reminds me that I really have stuff to get rid of, and I need to remember to do that more often. This the center of the head, that cleaning exercise, I use this big, strong power washer, and boy, does the gunk come off. And then this first time, I what I noticed was, you know, that stuff's like, in the bottom of my skull, but I just put that down the grounding cord, and that is one of the most biggest energy shifts that I feel, as far in terms of what I feel. That to me is quite a shift there, just that cleaning out my head there. To call your soul, well, about the prayer for protection, I generally do that just to make sure that everything's clear around me. I get rid of the stuff that I don't want. I just say release these spirits that are not productive for me, and then I only invite those that are for my better good. The calling on my soul, I didn't get such a shift when I did that. Maybe I didn't give enough time, but I didn't feel so much. But I, in the past, that's been a pretty powerful one too. So I think I just need to maybe relax a little more and focus a little more and get that, because I have felt that before. I just didn't feel as much tonight.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And how about the transmissions of grace?
And the transmissions, again, a similar feeling where they said, relax, Steve. You know, you're trying hard. You're doing about the best you can. And just, you know, relax and give yourself a break. Everything's going to be okay. So that's kind of what I get from them. And it feels really good.
And okay, good. So when they say that to you, you said it feels really good. What shift takes place when you get that transmission from the spirit world? Go ahead.
I just get a really a very strong rush of emotion. I feel embraced. I feel loved, and you know that's special that way. I mean, I physically just feel that. It's like a lot of emotion, and it kind of brings down my my defenses, I guess. I don't realize I have these defenses up until I start to do these things, and then I realize, man, okay, you know, it like helps me see what was going on. And I didn't realize how much I had sort of resistance up there. So it just kind of humbles me, and I feel that. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I just have one comment to make about that, and that is I would like to encourage you to maybe see the shift differently, that it might not be that you're letting your defenses down. It is that you are tuning into more of the heart level that is there all the time. It's just you don't have a need to call upon it. You see what I'm saying?
One more time, please. Just.
Well, defenses implies that there's a fight. You're defending yourself, right?
Yeah, I feel that. Like I have a lot of resistance, and I don't realize how much it is till I do something like this, because I just feel like I've been like in this stress or, you know, anxious mode and nervous, and I'm just up, you know, I'm just like I'm not relaxing and just letting love in and letting flow in. I'm kind of like just got this field up or something.
Right. And so what I would suggest you do to be the most self-empowering is, instead of necessarily seeing it as defense, is you might hold it as more of an ego protection of what it takes for you to go through your day so that you are productive and you are aware of what things could go wrong, and you're just protecting that very vulnerable heart level that isn't needed at that time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying now. That's a good point.
Because I with you and with Barb, I'm ultra careful in your languaging to listen for ways that you are subtly, putting yourself down in any way, shape, or form. I'm the don't put yourself down police, you know?
Yes.
And so defense could be construed as something that's undesirable, but in fact it's not undesirable. It's necessary in the way that you are operating right now in your life, and this is not the class to go into, you know, alternatives. That's how you best get through the deadlines, the traffic, whatever you're dealing with. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
However, if you got a call from somebody you loved, like your children, you would right away go to that other level.
Yes, yes, you're right. Okay, I hear you.
So it's a matter of tuning the dial, as opposed to, I've got these defense mechanisms, what's wrong with me, when am I going to stop being this way, et cetera, right? You with me?
I do. I understand. Thank you.
Okay, great. And thank you for going first. Who'd like to go next? We're talking about your experience of the grounding and clearing, then the protection prayer, then calling your soul home, then the center of head, and then activating your transmissions of grace.
I'll go.
Thank you, for God's sakes, my goodness, what's the matter?
Oh, I had the phone on mute, and I had to figure out.
Okay. Thank you, Barb.
As I started the grounding, I began to feel the tingling right away, and it intensified through the process. calling my soul home. I was pulling on the kite tail to bring it down, to bring it in.
And how did that make you feel? Tell me how these things made you feel.
Encouraged that I am feeling these things, that I'm recognizing them and becoming sensitive to them.
Now, what did it feel like when you called your soul home? The actual act of embodying more and more of your soul light, which is what that is.
I don't feel that as much as I would like.
Hang on, stop. That's not going to serve you.
So
no judgment. This is something entirely new to you. Plus, you have a Christian, Catholic, what, Presbyterian background? Is that where your religion is based?
United Methodist.
United Methodist.
One of the Protestants, yeah.
So it's very different. What we're doing here is very different from your upbringing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So please don't go there. It's just not cool. So, I'm trying to lighten it up because I've already been heavy in other classes. So this one's going to be a little lighter about stuff like that. So let's try that question again. When you call your soul home and you're pulling on that tail of the light kite and it's coming down slowly through you, tell me what you do notice, if anything.
I don't really notice anything.
Okay, so I would like you to practice that. And I would like you, I'm not taking notes right now, so I'm going to ask you to practice that at least once before you go to sleep tonight and twice tomorrow. So just today and tomorrow. Today's Thursday and then Friday. And I'd like you to comment in the Facebook group because this is a very powerful exercise and it may take time to feel something. And, this is real serious energetic power we're talking about. This isn't just, okay, I'm coloring in my coloring book and now I'm going to use the color purple and now I'm going to use the color green. And it's, that opaque. It's not like that. It's very subtle sometimes for people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I really need you to lighten up on yourself about this particular exercise. So I'm gonna create, or my assistant will create a thread that's just for Barb on the Call Your Soul Home feedback. We'll have it in the Facebook group. It's a look for it. And I really do want to at least know you've attempted the exercise and what you notice. And if you didn't notice anything, that's fine. This is a research project. You're dealing with clairvoyance. You're dealing with energy management. This is the other worlds, Not everybody can get this. You're doing fabulously well. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I need to find the recording where you led us through the calling the soul home. And I can't remember if it's part of this course or if it was a monthly training where you talked about pulling on the kite.
It's both. It was both.
Okay.
So look through the Facebook group and look at the posts that are the home play posts.
All right.
And when you find the one that refers to that exercise, that would be the recording to listen to.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, good. Now let's talk about the center of head and the activate the transmissions of grace. How was that for you?
Well, I really like that clearing the head. And so I was really swishing back and forth and cleaning those windows and looking out. And it's a very neat exercise, and it amazes me how clearing it is, and it feels good that way.
Yeah.
And then calling the transmissions of grace, as I said, I was already doing some tingling, and so it just intensified, and I said, wow, you folks are really here.
Yes.
I don't even have to really go through the calling as many times. And so that feels pretty neat.
Yes, yes. Now, the reason that we're doing all this is because we're clearing the human energy circuits so that we are more receptive to our soul higher vibrations so that we can be guided more easily. That's why we're doing this. And then the bigger picture of why we're doing this is because you are all interested in doing creative projects out in the world, whether it's a business or a hobby, or you want it to be a contribution of some sort. And my signature work is have all that creative expression come from your soul and your highest energetic spiritual influences. That's why we're doing this. The biggest picture of what we're doing when we're working on clearing stuff, we're feeling the difference between when we're all gunked up and when we are directing traffic, we're directing those energies to be gone, is we are becoming more and more of what I call light leaders, which means you're standing online at Safeway and you're not saying anything, but the person in front of you turns around and says, "You're so calm." I mean, I get that all the time. It's amazing. I don't even say anything, but people just say, you know, you've got this light around you. Who are you? What do you do? So it's really for a bigger picture of not only making money doing what you love, not only creating a life that's fun and fulfilling and you don't feel like you're at the effect of other people's will. It's that plus you are doing your part to help this country, to help this world. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of sense.
Yes, yes. So if somebody says to you, like, what do you do when you study with Sasha? And you say, well, I learn all these spiritual practices so I can clear myself out so that I can have a thriving business and or add a hobby that really makes my heart sing and so that I can help clean up the planet. You know, that's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Now, the reason I keep reinforcing this is because that's when we're in this bird's eye view where everything's safe and removed and we don't feel the pull of the density of, you know, being swimming in our day-to-day life. So what we're doing is we're stepping out, we're putting ourselves on a perch looking down at our lives so that we can understand when we start flailing around from things that shake us up in a negative way. We can remember what we're doing, why we're doing this, and what tools to call upon, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. All right, Mary, darling, mic's in your hand.
Okie dokie. The grounding set the foundation. I just love being able to go down to the center of the earth and dump and then bring up all that light, and then taking that light with the blue flame and surrounding myself. And I use the protection prayer, the prayer to assist forward motion. And calling my soul home, it was just like I was taking a breath and sinking in deeper to alignment. It was almost like I was sitting up straight, my spine, at the same time of being like I'm floating.
Beautiful.
And the center of the head, just like Barb was getting in there scrubbing, it was just like everything was squeaky clean. It was sparkling. And then the transmissions of grace is, after everything was sparkling, I had this beautiful iridescent pink and golden light that was surrounding me, and I just felt held and supported.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah, yes. Now, what I would like to do next before we go into our new content is I would like each of you to give us one example of when in the last week you used all or any of those soul alignment setup exercises because of whatever was going on in your life at the time, and you remembered, you know, this would be a good time for me to do this, or I better do that. And give us an example of what the situation was as succinctly as possible, what you chose to do, if not the entire sequence, and what the impact of that was. Who wants to go?
I could go.
I have an example.
Yeah, good.
I spoke on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And before I spoke, I grounded myself and I put myself in my bubble, and I called on my transmissions of grace and had them with me, and I had a great time.
Wonderful.
I got
and
new
what?
Clients. Two new clients and 7 out of the 11 people there signed up for my list.
Oh, I'm crying. I'm just all choked up.
Way to go, Mary.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, honey. I'm so happy for you. But I'm crying. Oh, it's just I know how hard you work, you know, and you're really, this is exactly what happens when we're more filled with the light, when we're more aligned with the light. It is the light of our soul with our other helpers so that we can create the life that we deserve to live. That's exactly what that entire purpose statement is about if all of you go back and listen to it. What Mary just described is exactly what this purpose of this course is. And Steve has had it in his own way by becoming so much more positive, and he's not haunted by those downward negative feelings. And Barb is experiencing it in that she's opening up to a whole other world that she really has never attuned to. Is that a fair statement to make, Barb?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful, Mary. Who else would like to go? Where you've used some or the entire setup sequence in just day-to-day life.
I could go. This last weekend I was at a pretty confronting challenge with a situation, with my son, and it got me really emotionally, distraught. I was so worried, and I knew that this energy that I was taking on, wasn't healthy, it wasn't productive, and I knew I needed to get rid of that energy. And so I sat down, I put the grounding cords down, and I just really consciously focused on, you know, putting that worry, that fear, into the ground to bring me back to just a peaceful state. I called in the guides, transmissions. I called in Jesus. I called in a lot of angels. I called in the whole gang. And it took a little bit. I was able to really calm down and just we'll kind of you know, put a faith in God or whatever that this was going to work out and it was going to be okay. But it took that process of me going through those, you know, the motions there, and to shift my energy.
So which steps did you actually take? I want to know exactly. I got the part about calling in whoever was willing to listen that is of the highest light, like the Christ and so on. But tell me again what you did.
Well, I just took that fear, I took that anxiety, that worry, and I put it down the cords, down into the ground, to just, I said, I don't need this, I need to get rid of it. And I just, you know, took that feeling and pushed it down, psychically pushed it down into the grounding cords. And I believe I even sensed, I could see it almost just almost like a tube or something, that dark gunk just going down in there. And I just let that flow down, and I let that light above me just sort of flow over me and give me that sort of aura of protection. And I felt much better when I finished.
Good. So you let go of the unfavorable stuff, and then you replaced it with the light. Is that what you did?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I let that light.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. All around my aura. Yes.
Okay. And did you do anything else, or did you do that by itself?
Mostly that, the grounding, and then the light, and then the calling in, just help, guides, transmissions, all that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, there's only one thing that I would add to that for you to start playing with, and this is for everybody, and I have to do this too, especially when I get into Facebook, and that is, Steve, that once you became aware that you wanted to let go of certain feelings, to also wrap yourself around with thick layers of blue flame. Because you want to separate yourself from whoever you're speaking with or whatever physical environment you are in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Blue flame, is it important, this blue flame? Because in the past I've used like a golden white light around my, you know, coming down from that big ball I have of light above my head. I have used the blue flame, but a lot of times I'll use a golden white light as a strong protector around my aura.
It's the golden white light, and then there's a layer beyond that.
Okay.
The golden white light is your own essence self. It is your energetic essence self, is the only way I know how to say it. It's your aura that is filled with your soul codes, so to speak. Then the blue flame is that extra layer that seals you in so that you are establishing your own personal sovereign space. And so you start to become more and more sensitive to energy that's coming at you and what is your own energy. The whole idea is for people to establish their truth. Their truth includes knowing what are your emotions and your thoughts versus the emotions and thoughts that you're picking up in an environment. And an environment could be a telephone call. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, there's nobody ever around here. It's just me. So, but that's good to know. It can come from a phone call.
Yes, it could come from a phone call, but also it could be things that you've picked up just at work. You know, you could be driving around and you go into a school and something's happening in the room next door and you don't even know what it is, but you're starting to carry it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I do.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And so what happened after you filled yourself up with light? Tell us what the shift was as a result of that.
Well, the shift went from like some chaotic emotional energy, not just being so out of the present, just not knowing what to do, to becoming absolutely more present and calm, and just kind of back to a trusting faith that you know, academic, like mentally it didn't seem like things were too good, but somehow spiritually knowing that this, it is what it is and it's going to be okay. So it just was a,
yes,
was that calmness, a more of a trusting, like a trusting, like a faith or trust there, like, okay, it's going to be okay.
Okay, now, what good was you getting to a place of that calmness and that belief that everything's going to be okay? In other words, as you've all heard me say in one way or another, why bother? Why bother going through all that just to arrive at being peaceful and feeling like everything's going to be okay? Why bother?
Well, number one, I felt way better. Number two, I was able to function. And number three, I believe that I became once again open and receptive to guidance that could, you know, help me even in that situation, just rather than being not open at all and having being consumed with that chaotic energy.
And so did you receive any guidance? What happened?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I got some ideas, and I think I probably wouldn't have came on those. Now, and it's funny, I'm kind of looking back now and realizing, yes, some very good things came out of that, and I did get some ideas. Yeah.
And did you implement those ideas?
Yes, I did.
And what happened when you implemented those ideas?
There's hope. There's hope for me. There's hope for Chase and my son. Now, you know, things kind of turned around, and his energy somehow shifted too. I think that I probably picked up some of his energy, and next time I talked to him, things had really shifted. So in retrospect, I think I'm starting to put some of the pieces together, and I think they're connected.
Exactly. So the reason why do you think I went through all these questions with him? Who would like to answer besides Steve? Why did I walk through all of those questions with him, starting from him telling us what exercises he used, what tools he used, and how those tools played out in day-to-day impact? Who'd like to just share? Why did I ask those questions?
Well, as Steve admitted, as he's looking back on the situation, he sees that good things came out of it. So that through your questions, I believe, he was able to see more deeply and to see more results. And so you were, you know, encouraging him to dig more deeply.
Yes, the problem that we all have is that when we learn tools, it could be spiritual tools, it could be marketing tools, if we don't implement them and then see the value of that implementation, it has very little meaning. And then hence we forget that we know that tool. We forget that it's in our toolkit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I wanted you all to be current with a psychic, intuitive, and energy journal so that you every day, it would be ideal every day for you to take notes on what you turned to your guidance for, what tools you used, and then what you experienced so that you can make this real, so that you can claim that you can do this, and, of course, to remind yourself what you actually can do. So, Steve, I would like you to, tonight before you go to sleep, is write in your journal what happened, the steps you took with the energy management pieces, components, and then how that affected not only your mood, but you moving forward in a way that was very effective because it was what I would call soul-sourced guidance.
Right. Gotcha. I will do that.
And that's true for all of you. You know, if you have not written out some things in your diary, your journal, Mary, you know, if you haven't already done so, it would be really smart for you to go back to your journal and retrace the steps you took energetically before that talk and what the results were. You had phenomenal results. The discovery session sign up, that's awesome conversion. The fact that you got new clients, my God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the kind of stuff for you to write in your journal. Okay. So we've got Mary and we've got Steve. And what about you, Bob, dear? Was there anything of the soul alignment setup components that you called upon during the week in just day-to-day life?
Yes. I was driving to meet up with a friend, and I felt that I was going to be driving through a part of town, and it brought up a lot of feelings of anger. The last time I had been in that area of town, it was dark, and I got lost, and I was back and forth and back and forth trying to find the place, and I was getting very frustrated and angry. So, because I was feeling that on my drive the other day, I sent down my grounding cord and said, these feelings are not serving me, so send them down the cord. And and I called on the transmissions of grace, I think. I can't quite remember. But I know that I mm-hmm. put down the cord, and I know I said, this energy is not serving me. Go down the chute. And it worked. I felt calmer. And I could put those thoughts aside. Now, in reality, I didn't go through that part of town. I forgot which town it was I was going to be going through. But when mm-hmm. I came home, I did go past that spot, and I could observe it, and I could see it. Of course, it was daylight. And
what was that last part? I could see what?
I could see the place that I had been looking for, and because it was daylight, it was particularly easy to find it. But it did not. I could just look at it and say, "Yep, there it is," and it did not stir up any emotion.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so you all see how the energy management work is a real it is a real intervention for you to have smoother, more fulfilling, more efficient, more effective, more creative, and if necessary, more problem-solving accuracy in your day-to-day life experiences. Do you all see that?
Yes.
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 Because we have to get it out of the academic woo-woo kind of domain and put it into, you know, I got to do this, like brush my teeth, floss my teeth, I got to do this, that sort of thing. Okay, well, congratulations to all of you. I mean, that is amazing because when the fire is on, it takes a lot of will and self-love to remember to do these things for ourselves. Okay, so we're going to move on. Anybody have anything else they want to say before I move on to the next topic? No? Okay, good. I'm going to teach you two new techniques I'm going to teach it to you now rather than later. Two new techniques that are on the same classification is what we did last week, where it was you learning to do the deep breathing where you hold and you focus in between the inhale and the exhale, and where I taught you again the center of head. Both of those exercises are to bring you to a stillness and to an inward focus, which accelerates your receptivity to your intuition and guidance. So did anybody practice the deep breathing where you inhale, whether you held it for four or held it for one or breathed in for four and exhaled for four, I don't care. Just some memory of inhaling and holding for a moment and then exhaling and holding for a moment. Did anybody practice that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And tell me what happened. Great. Tell me what happened.
It was relaxing and centering, and being very in the moment, becoming very aware in the moment.
Okay. And did you, by any chance, have a question for your guidance at that time, or had something been kind of rattling around in your thoughts and your mind, like something that you could use some guidance about? And did you at all receive any guidance at that point?
Well, this was in the midst of a yoga session, and I was concentrating on my breath, but I thought, okay, I'm going to do the exercise to inhale and hold and exhale. So I was really focusing on that being present.
Okay, so you didn't particularly get any ahas about anything. Nothing like that happened.
No.
Okay, so the thing that you can do next time is to have a question for your guidance, something that could be personally or professionally based. Do that breathing exercise and just notice what happens. You might get some answers right then and there, like Steve did when he was doing the other part of the setup, or it could come later. But you are using that window of calm and detachment to be the most receptive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What was your experience, Mary?
Didn't she already tell us?
I was in gratitude, and that's what I was focusing on. I'm just what happened that day, and to have a good night's sleep, and to have a great next day. Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't ask any questions.
Okay, and what made you think to do the exercise at that point?
I was keyed up, and it was very soothing, and the concentrating on the breathing was so focused, it really brought me to the present moment, and there wasn't anything else I was thinking about was breathing and counting.
Okay, good. And Steve, did you remember to practice that exercise at all?
Well, looking back now, in regard to the experience I had over the weekend, when I really needed to calm myself down and get a hold of things, I remember now that I definitely incorporated the breathing. And I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because it reminds me that, okay, I can do all that. I can bring myself back to the present and do the relax and breathing. But then on that foundation, then I need to remember to ask, specifically for some guidance, especially in times of, of maybe some confusion in that. So this is really good to just remember, do that, and then in that state, then that's a receptive state, I can ask for more guidance.
Very good. Okay, so the one that I want to teach you today is something that I actually heard from one of the online coaches I work with every now and then, Eva Gregory, who learned it from somebody else. And I just had my assistant post it in our Facebook group so you can go back to the wording there. It's the one where that has the graphic of the person meditating and a little dove flying around him. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and all I want you to do is to notice what you feel, because of course I'll be asking you what you felt. Notice what you feel as you softly and slowly say to yourself these words. I wonder from where my next thought will come. I wonder from where my next thought will come. All right, so I'm going to be quiet while you slowly say that to yourself. Okay, so open your eyes. Now, I have classified this as an intuition reception accelerator. I don't know what Eva called it, but that's what I call it. Because of what you most likely felt when you did that. So let's have some feedback. Who felt what about that exercise?
I could go... This is actually a familiar exercise to me because of the, you know, Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now. When you start to, you know, when you become the observer, that's the first point of presence, that you necessarily bring yourself to the present. And I felt very calm, but then I certainly noticed all the thoughts shooting in and out of my head. So it's a little bit to calm all that down. But it's a powerful exercise. I love it.
How does Eckhart Tolle do it?
Well, the Power of Now. He just talks about, you know, if you first become the observer, you know, you start to actually take the time to stop and look at your thoughts. Well, then all of a sudden you're becoming present because you start to become aware of these thoughts rather than just be embroiled in them and just caught up in them. Now you're starting to realize I am not my thoughts.
Okay, now this is a little different. So. I'm going to ask you to do it again in just a moment because I don't want what you just described to filter any of this very specific thing that happens when a person asks themselves that question. So go ahead and practice.
My experience was being very calm, quiet, and actually noticing the next thought that came into my head. That's what was my experience.
Okay, very good. Great. Who else would like to describe to us what you felt as you said, I wonder from where my next thought will come? Who'd like to go?
This is Barb.
I will.
Oops, go ahead.
Okay. As soon as I said, I wonder where my next thought will come from, my hips had this little twinge. So it was like my body was talking to me.
Okay. And what did you feel with regards to your mood, with regards to the movement of your mind, that sort of thing?
I felt anxious because if my hips are tense and I'm doing some traveling, that's not going to be comfortable.
Okay, so you followed one of your thoughts. Is that what happened?
Yes, I followed it, yes.
Okay, good, good. This is excellent. Okay, So here's what I'd like you all to do. I'd like you all to do it again and do not follow the thought. Just notice that it's there and have it disappear the way a cloud comes and goes. Okay, let's do it one more time. And then I'll go ahead and ask the same question of what did you notice? All right, so the question you're asking is, I wonder from where my next thought will come. Okay. And what did you experience this time, Mary?
Well, it didn't go to my hips. It went to just the nervousness. And I said, okay, I'm acknowledging that and let it go. And then you said,
great.
What did you notice? So,
okay.
I'm back in the moment.
Okay, good. How about you, Barb?
I was focused on the question. I sort of used it as a centering thing. So I didn't allow any other thoughts to come in.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so what did you feel as you asked yourself that question, right after you asked yourself that question? What did you feel?
Curious.
Okay. Okay, so that's great. You all did great. So here's where we're going with this. There is a moment of stillness and no thought, no activity that happens right before the next thought comes. And that's what you want to cultivate. So when something, a thought comes, like for you, Mary, this would be a great self-healing exercise for you to sit down and then ask yourself that question, and then as all these different experiences come up, for you to process them, right? You know what I mean by that?
Yes.
However, what we want to do is take note of those, if necessary, write them down, so if, in case you're getting inspiration and intuitive hits, but then go back to the question, I wonder from where my next thought will come. There is a silence. There is a vacuum. There is a stillness. Do you all feel that?
Yes.
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 And that's the space that you want to dial up on demand to better receive your intuitive guidance. So I would like you to practice every day, so this is an everyday home play exercise, of asking yourself that question. I put it in the Facebook group so you can come back to it, and just practice holding that space for as long as you can before the next thought comes. You know, do it for like 10 minutes. And the thoughts will come. We understand that. That's okay. Just let them go and go back to that stillness, because that's the space when we are listening internally. It's the same kind of experience like when you are walking at night through an abandoned house. We are on heightened alert. Every creak, every wind blowing becomes amplified because there's this intense stillness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And that is the intuition accelerator, intuition receptivity accelerator that I'm teaching you today, is for you to start knowing how to get to that place as quickly as possible. I'm very grateful because for some reason I was born with the ability to do that. I'm sure it's from past lives. Very easily, I can go right into that space. But, you know, given anything really emotionally challenging that's going on, it's going to be harder for me. So that's a skill to cultivate. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'd like you to practice this and practice it along with the breathing exercise or, you know, separately, however you want to do it. But it is the same result as what we're talking about with the breathing exercise, where you are holding to align yourself with that current of absolute stillness and maximum receptivity to the higher realms. That's what we're doing. And if there is something that you want to get answers about, that would be a good place to practice going to. And you might get the answer right then and then there, or as I said, you might get it later on. But you will have put out the intention and you will have prepared yourself to receive more so than if you're just running around doing errands, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions about that?
No.
Did anybody not feel that stillness? Okay, I believe you. All right, now we're going to go into marketing and this marketing funnel. So, Barb, did you ever, were you able to get up your opt-in page?
No, okay. I have to talk with the company.
Okay, and Steve, what's happening with you and your blog web page and getting an opt-in page?
It's still in construction. I don't have it yet. I did get the YouTube and the channel up.
Yeah, did you? So are you working with Leslie to get a page done?
I'm working on it, yes. I can
talk
to you about it later.
Okay, because it depends. I'd like to give a homework assignment, but if it's too much for everybody, then I'll just do something else. Okay, so... let me see where I want to go. Okay. Let's take a look at Ted McGrath's page. Let's go there so I can analyze that with you. And while we look at that, you all have that link, right?
Yes.
Yep, have it up.
Okay, great. And while we look at that, I'm also wanting us to refer to the post that my assistant put up earlier where it says, for tonight's content, we will be reviewing, and then there's this graphic of these questions, what is this, who is it for, what, okay, good. So the reason that I, and also the basic marketing funnel handout, if you open that up to preview, you should be able to see it on your page as well. So there would be three different tabs that we're working with right now. One is our Facebook page. The other is if you click on preview, it'll open up the handout that I created for you called Basic Marketing Funnel. And then the third tab would be Ted's page. Does everybody know what I'm doing here?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, so Mary was able to get the process all together. So congratulations, Mary, and thank you. And in just a moment, we'll go around the room and people will give feedback on each other's videos and so on. And, of course, I will as well. So if we look at the marketing funnel handout, let's look there first. You'll see that the first item states that you have a free gift, and what else does it say for step one? Let's have somebody read it out loud. It says lead magnet landing page. Does everybody have that open?
Yes.
I got it.
Okay.
Lead magnet landing page with free gift offer, invitation to opt in. can have video as well as copy-only description.
Okay, so let's look at what Ted did. What Ted did is he's got this video, and he's having you opt in to sign up for some kind of class, but you also can download his story blueprint. So he's offering a lot of stuff on this page, a lot of free stuff. But he's driving people where he is collecting his people's attention with the opportunity to want to sell something is where it says register now. So if you click on his register now button, he's got this other opt-in page to attend his class. And trust me, there's going to be something that he's selling in that class. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, so let's back up. Let's back up, and I'll make my point here. I'm trying to remember. I guess I must have opted in. I think that I got his stuff in an email, and I already opted in to have access to all that's on here. He's got all these free videos up here. That's his free gift that he offered for people to get if they opted in. Plus, he's offering this free report. So when we talk about going back to my funnel page there, he's got all of it in here, which is why I wanted to use this as an example. His lead magnet, the reason it's called a lead magnet, Steve, Mary and Barbara are familiar with these terms. A lead magnet means that the page, the web page becomes a magnet for someone to opt in, and they therefore become a lead for possible future sales. That's what lead magnet means.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, you got that?
Sure do.
Okay. So for you all, after you opt in to get to the next page, what happens is he already has given us his free stuff, because I think I missed a step, so I apologize for that. But if you just visualize that he had some sort of an opt-in page that's similar to this one, where if you click on where it says claim my spot on his page, you put in the name and the email and all that sort of thing. You see that on his sequence?
Yes.
Have I lost anybody?
I have a train going by, so I've been muted.
But you understand what's going on, right? And thank you for muting, because that would have been distracting for me. Thank you. Okay, good. So let's assume that there was a similar opt-in from either a Facebook ad, or in my case, I'm on his email list, so I clicked through to something and filled in my information, and bam, the delivery page. If we go to step two of my marketing funnel, let's assume that this page that we're looking at, where he's got all these videos over the top, and he's got a download of his free report and the invitation to sign up for his class, let's assume that that's his step number two here, okay? Everybody with me? Because that is his delivery page, meaning he is delivering his promise of the free gift on that page. That's why it's called a delivery page. And it's a welcome page. It's also called a welcome page by some people because this is your welcome into his world. And so it either goes by a welcome thank you page or a delivery page, in that it carries the links to get you to the stuff that he promised. Now, on this page, you can either, this step two, in his case and in most people's cases, the delivery page has all the links right there. So it could be a link to your free report. It could be a link to whatever it is that you are inviting them to test drive, who and what you are. But some people just have copy that says, thank you for joining our community. Your free gift will arrive shortly in your email. Right?
Right.
Okay.
So you can go either way. Now, with what I had asked you to do, and Mary was able to do it, was she has her opt-in with a video, and you click through, and you get her journal, and then we'll get to the invitation to schedule an appointment with her as well. So she put all of those in place there, right? So she did steps one and two of my basic marketing funnel. And where you're left off on her step two is an opportunity to go a step further of setting up an appointment with her. But she already gave you access to her free gift once you opted in. Everybody with me on that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, step three on the welcome or delivery page, what he did, he put in the opportunity to go and attend his class. I'm recommending that you have your step three be an invitation for people to have a consultation with you. And what I wrote on step three is I gave you a bunch of synonyms. It could be a no-cost consultation, a get-to-know-you, a discovery, a breakthrough, or an activation session. These are, you know, some of the going terms for this no-cost time with you, right? Barb's is a 15-minute, I love your metaphor of a clinic, whatever it is, you know, a check out to see if you're if you've got copyright disease or not, you know? So, right, Barb? I mean, I know I'm kind of not saying it accurately, but obviously I know what you did, right? Barb, is the train still going by?
Whoops, well, it had been. Sorry, yes.
That's okay. All right, so why I'm showing this to you is because I want you to have a visual using Kim as an example, where it starts off with a video explaining what would be the value for the person to get the free gift. So now I'm going to move away from that basic marketing funnel because you all understand what I'm saying here, right? You don't need to have any questions about step one, two, and three, you know, using Tim as an example there.
Right.
No questions.
Okay. So at the top of that basic marketing funnel, I have what is it, what is it about, and what's in it for them. Mm-hmm. So that's what your copy has to clearly state. In the case of Mary, what she did, what it is a session with her, and also this journal. What is it about? It's about the discovery of a person to be able to write their story. It's about eliciting it out of them. It's about them understanding the importance of them owning and writing their story. Now, what's in it for them is she gave this example of, have you ever heard somebody tell you the story of their life or their story and it changed them, it inspired them, it gave them something. So that what's in it for them is the chance to claim themselves and to help others. Is that a good way for me to say it, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. So when you are designing your invitation opt-in page, you want to be clear about what exactly are you talking about. You're saying that you are a copyright healer, you know, a copyright investigator, a copyright professional. Steve is a passion test facilitator. But what is that about? What that's about is changing your life so that you have more of a fulfilling life by living according to your passions. That's what it's about. What's in it for them, for Steve's work, is they have a happier, healthier, maybe a more abundant life as a result of them living by their passions. What's in it for them with Barb is they are free of fear of legal repercussions. What's in it for them, for Mary, is a couple of things. That's something that Mary has to really nail down. What's in it for them ultimately to spend money to have their story identified and expressed? Why should somebody do that? Why bother? Well, one of the why bothers is there's greater healing that takes place. There's greater self-love that takes place. There's greater sense of self-worth because they have claimed themselves and they have touched other people's lives. And on and on and on like that. So is that clear to everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so let me think what I want to do here in our remaining time. Well, what I would like you all to do for home play is to have this marketing sequence set up, but because there's a few of you that don't have it together yet, I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I think what I'd rather do with our remaining time is for us to give each other feedback regarding the videos, and also in Mary's case, the opt-in page. And then next week, we'll see where you're at with having these component parts, because what I would like ultimately to do before we end this course is for you all to send an email out to whoever is on your list, and if you don't have a list, then your friends and family, where you're going to invite them to go to this web page and have them opt in to get your free gift and invite them to have a session with you. That's what I would like to have happen by the 8th class if we can. And if it doesn't happen, that's fine. You know, this is a tremendous amount of information we've been covering in this course. So at least you have this roadmap of a basic marketing funnel, right? Everybody, would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Right. All right, so I'm going to start with Steve. And we'll go and do this as quickly as possible. If we go over a little bit, I apologize. I'm going to do my best to move this quickly. Steve, your video was awesome. As a content description of what the value is of the passion test, and you were so deep and so sincere, I loved it, except you did not invite people to have a session with you.
Right, I know.
So you could use that video still on your web page as a content deeper dive about the passion test and do another video that follows the directions of what I had given in our Facebook group last time regarding what to put in your video. So I would like you, Steve, to actually create another video where you are, in fact, inviting people to have a session with you, very much like your presentation. Now, one thing I am going to do tonight before the end of the evening is I'm going to edit out everybody's presentation so you have that as a standalone recording, and we'll put it up on the replay and download page so that you have that if you want to use it anywhere. There'll be a download version. So you can listen to that, Steve, and design another video. Would you like to do another video so that you are inviting people to talk to you about their passionate life?
Yes, I can do that. I'll do that.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, who has feedback for Steve about the video? Let's do it quickly.
Well, I really liked the transcript, and I don't know if that happens, how you make that happen, because that's very important for searching and being found and SEO and stuff like that, being able to, the search engines being able to dip into that transcript. So,
what transcript?
What transcript?
Well,
did you see a transcript?
It said there's a more tab, and if you click on that more underneath his video, one of the mores is transcript.
Okay, thank you. Let's make sure we all do that at another time. Thanks, Barb. But what feedback do you have for him?
Well, I agree. He was very sincere, had very good eye contact kind of thing. You know, he'd sneak over and take a peek at some notes, but he didn't really need them. His passion was coming through.
Yes, his passion was beautiful. I loved it, Steve. So that's your content video where you can lead people to that to give them more insight into the passion test. And now it's a matter of you taking some pieces of that, but mostly the presentation invitation of, now let's get together and talk about you, right? You follow that, Steve?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, good. All right, Mary, any feedback from you for Steve?
Well, I'll echo that he was so sincere and just wanting us to know our passion, and that was very evident that this is something that he is committed to. And he did allude to, are you ready, but then he didn't say sign up here or that kind of thing to let us know how we can get in touch with him.
Right, right. Yes, beautiful. Okay, so Steve, it was fabulous. I mean, just fabulous. And I did write a comment on everybody's video, so you can go back like a little treasure hunt and see my comments for each of you. Okay. Who would like to go next? Let's talk about the next person and give them feedback on their video.
I wasn't able to get at Mary's video, although I didn't try today.
I wasn't able to find Mary's video either.
Yeah, she did. She did update it after I left her a voicemail message, and she read her the private chat for all three attendees. So, okay, so that takes care of that. So, what I'd like you all to do is, she did fix it. I will give you my feedback. Mary, but all of you, please go back, hopefully tonight if you're willing, and watch her video and then give her feedback on the thread here where we're keeping all the comments about the videos. And also write a comment, please, on her YouTube page. So you'll see mine, okay?
So where will the link be to see Mary's video?
Tell them, Mary.
So it's in the Facebook group now. It's still on the landing page, but you couldn't get to the YouTube video. It was just, I don't know, blank black blocks. But
okay, I'm just saying I've looked up and down on this. I've been looking up down on this Facebook our Facebook page, and I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, I'll tell you where it is. The thread in our Facebook group that says August 9th, where it's the Don't Forget graphic and the other film pretty graphic there, where she wrote Discover Your Story Worth Writing, Your Writing Mentor. Do you see that link there? It's the same one that everybody posted their URL for their video. It's the same thread where Barbara has her video.
Okay. All right. I'll find it.
I think you have to click on two more comments, don't you? View two more comments.
Yeah. Thanks, Barb. You have to expand it so you can see everybody's comments. There's my comment where I tag everybody. Please use this thread to post the URL to your videos. You see that, Steve? And then right underneath that is Mary's. And then she put in the URL, and you see a graphic and the print that says Discover Your Story Worth Writing. It's all on the thread. And then underneath that is my comment, and then underneath that is Barbara and her link to her video.
Okay. All right, great. I'll find it.
So everybody watch that. My comment, Mary, is it was beautifully done. Your setting was beautiful. I really have no constructive criticism that I can see in my notes here. What you did was a very clear identification of what the problem is when you said, when you're facing that blank page, right?
Uh-huh.
Mary, you with me?
Yeah.
And that was very powerful. The other thing that was very powerful were the questions that you asked, especially the one that you chose to highlight, which is, have you ever heard somebody say something about their life and it just made all the difference in the world in your own life, right? I'm paraphrasing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I thought it was beautifully done. You unfolded into your offer. I honestly don't have anything to improve upon. In your video, was there anything about the video that you wish was different, or are you happy with it?
I was like the sixth take, so yes, I'm happy with it.
Yeah. The only thing that I would add, and I'm going to say this to Barb also, is that maybe the next time, no, I don't have anything else to add. I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't. If there's anything that I would add would be to, at some point in there, bring some lightness and humor and fun into it slightly. But the main message that you're communicating very congruently is, hey, this is serious. You matter. Your life matters. You taking the time to write your story matters. Let's talk about it because it matters. That's what you are saying in there, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And I thought it was beautifully done. Now, Steve and Barb, when you listen to it, please look and see if there's anything that you will add to make it even better. You know, maybe there's something I missed. Because this is all about us just, you know, really lovingly supporting each other, right?
Right.
Okay, now there are a couple of things that I want to say about your opt-in page. So I am going to go over because I just am. So, and then we'll talk about Bob's wonderful video. I'd like us all to go to Mary's landing page. Did you find it on the thread now, Steve? Okay, let's just keep going. I don't know why you're not seeing it, Steve. It's in the Facebook page. And it's look for the post that's dated August the 9th where you see the graphic that says Don't Forget. Do you see that thread?
August 9th. Oh, I was on the wrong Don't Forget. Okay.
August 9th. Do you see it?
Go ahead and keep going.
Okay.
I'll have it just,
yeah. Okay. Are you on a computer? Okay, great.
Yes.
So are you on her landing page, Discover Your Story Worth Writing, that one?
I'll be there in just a sec. Go ahead. Keep going.
Wait,
okay,
I'll post it again.
Okay, Steve, let us know when you've done it.
Okay, it's the top of the page, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
Okay, so now, Mary, a couple of questions for you, and some suggestions. So underneath your video, and that was a really good thumbnail capture of which picture to which frame to have be the main thing that people see, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Mary, it's a good one. And I really like your branding at the bottom of the capture as well. This first paragraph, let's talk about how your writing mentor can support you. Do you want all those three words linked together like that?
Oh, I was. That's the way I write it for the .com for my website address.
Right. So I don't know if you want to do that here.
Right.
So I would, because it looks like a typo or it looks like it's a brand name.
Yeah.
But it,
right.
It just, okay. Okay, so that's one thing I want to say. The other thing I want to say is there is a typo. Where it says, please fill out the box below and set up, you will receive information.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that needs to be corrected. Good. Now, the other thing is the opt-in box, the adorable graphic overshouts the label of your name text box, the email text box, and the phone text box. Do you see that?
Yes.
So I would suggest if you have the ability to adjust that form is to lower all of that below her if you can. If it's a graphic that's kind of you can't tweak it, then I would say use a different one because this does not match the power of the rest of your page.
Okay.
Are you able to adjust those text boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. So I would also suggest that the font size be larger and bold for name, email, and phone. Okay?
Okay.
And also, powered by AWeber email marketing, is there a way of you removing that and putting that someplace else because it breaks up the flow of what we're looking at here.
Oh, yeah, I can delete it.
Okay. The other is thank you for your interest in discovering your story worth writing. Download your journal gift here. I would suggest that you reverse that. I would suggest that you say download your journal gift here in really bold print so that people understand that this is what they came here for, so here it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to then say thank you for your interest in discovering your story worth writing, you know, put that underneath somewhere and make that beautiful photo much larger.
Okay.
But, I mean, these are just my suggestions. Also, is there a way for you to put a frame around this whole thing so that it's not just open white space? Like, can you put a frame around it where the right side of the frame is positioned at the right edge of your beautiful banner and have that be the furthest right side of the page instead of all the open white space to the right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I see that.
Okay. And the other is, can you well, let's have you do that, and then I'm sure your eye will center how to really feature, download your journal gift here and do something wonderful with that exquisite graphic you've got there.
Okay.
So have that for us for next time, okay?
Yes.
And did you have a link on here for people to set up a strategy session with you? Did you include that in the sequence?
Once they submit their name and email, it goes. They'll get the Schedulosity link.
Okay, good. The other thing that I wanted to say was, in terms of your journal gift, I did sign up for it, so I've got mine, and I wasn't sure about some of the pages. So what is a writing environment? Every other page that had a wonderful quote, you had a big blank page, and at the top of the page it says time and then writing environment. What is that?
So in the very beginning, I describe how you can ground yourself to write. And so part of the grounding is that you write down the time and the date and describe where you're sitting, where you're writing, your writing environment.
Okay, so please revisit that and see if you might want to clarify that. And if you're happy with the way it is, then fine, okay?
Okay.
Now, what did you want people to do with the rest of the blank page? You've got your quote. What are they supposed to do with those pages?
Well, see, some people like lines and some people don't. So
okay.
I just was trying to accommodate people. And it's wherever they want to go with. And then so on page 2 is where I describe grounding yourself. And I don't repeat it the rest of the journal.
Okay, my suggestion would be for you to reformat this and put your wonderful quote the top center of each page, and then put date and time and then my writing environment below that to the left. You know, similar to how I lay out the ebook for our membership program. I think it would flow better. I think that the words of your quotes would be more powerful, because this way we're overcome by all this white space. I mean, that's my opinion. Does anybody else have any comments about that?
Well, I'm looking at the webpage now. Yeah, there is a lot of that white space. It definitely, when you see other websites like Sasha's or Ted McGrath, it's more full, either with color or something.
Right, and what she was doing is she wants this page to be available for people to write on it. So they either can write on what?
I think Steve is looking at the web page, and we're talking about the journal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so either way, Mary, just play around with making it clear for people to know what to do with that empty page, and give more focused and deserved attention to be drawn to the quote of each page. And the way I recommend it is top center or top left, and then they know that the rest of the page is for them to write on. But I obviously did not know what to do with the blank page. I knew what to do with the lined page, but I didn't understand what the white page was. To me, it looked like a formatting issue, but as it was repeating, I thought, no, she's got something in mind. I just don't know what it is. You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, does that feel good to you?
Yes, yes. And I have to apologize, because I need to go, and I will give comments. I put a comment for Steve, and I will give Barbara comment now that I've found her video as well, because it was showing up black until just now.
Oh.
I don't know why, but it was black.
Well,
so
lovely.
I will
okay.
put it in. And
okay. I will, and we'll have the home play up, so you can see that. Okay, bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, Barb. Well, first of all, I loved your video. You just are so charming, and this outfit of yours being a physician was just so cool. And I just loved your humor, you know, in there.
Well, thank you. And it was Mary who told me about someone she had seen wearing a doctor's coat when they were doing a program. So I have to thank her for that.
Okay. Well, yay for Mary. So the appearance was lovely. I love your hair, your hairstyle. So all of that helped with you being a credible person, right? So the only questions I had were, you mentioned throughout the video, S as in Sam, I, N as in Nancy, but I don't remember hearing what that actually stood for.
Yes, it stood for surprise infringement notice. And I did try to say that several times, but.
Okay, well, then maybe I missed it. But what you could perhaps do is, you know, write a very simple summary description of what you're covering in that video, you know, just like maybe 4 or 5 bullet points in this video, you will learn blah, blah, blah. And then you can include S-I-N and define it, describe it there. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
Okay. And the comment that one of the many comments that I really liked was manage your copyright versus it managing you, right?
Right.
So you might put that as a title on something somewhere. Because that's a very strong message, right?
And I use it as a tagline, and I have registered it as a trademark in Massachusetts. I haven't registered it nationally, but.
Yes, perfect, because it deserves that kind of appreciation, definitely.
I have a T-shirt made with that on it, and so, you know.
Great. And the only thing, and I loved the depth of your sincerity. The only thing that I would add for you for future is you have got such an awesome sense of humor. You're so feisty, you know, which came through in the live presentation that you gave us. The next time you do a video, that you might see how you could lighten up in places and bring out that wonderful humor. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, what feedback do you have, Steve, for Barb?
Well, I thought that the little doctor's thing was really powerful. I mean, it's a visual, and it's just says, I'm a doctor of what I do, and I will perform a checkup on your company. And I thought that was a very powerful touch. But Barb's whole presentation, it was clear, it was concise. I thought it covered all the pertinent information. I actually did pick up the part about the initials there, the whatever that was. But I did pick that up because she used it a few times. But I thought it was a very powerful presentation. Again, the doctor's thing was I thought a great, great touch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I didn't like the lighting. It wasn't my choice of lighting, but I had upgraded my laptop to Windows 10, and I couldn't find how to record through my laptop, so I had to go to the Mac, and so the background wasn't what I wanted, and the lighting wasn't in the right place, but I did what I did.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Well, if you wanted to do another video, you know, like for this marketing funnel that we'll review next session, then get the lighting the way you want and use the prop of the stethoscope somewhere during the presentation, you know, to really land this metaphor of being a doctor where you're doing an examination and either you pass with flying colors with your health or we have to put in some procedures, right?
Right, right.
And so you could, you know, touch the stethoscope, you could take it off around your shoulders and dangle it, you know, see what comes up for you if you want to do another video, because Steve's going to do another video, and if you feel motivated and willing, I would suggest that you do another video where you have a combination of this stoic, professional, academia kind of person who knows the law and who has a sense of humor.
Okay.
And if you should decide to do that, be sure to, once again, you know, post it in the Facebook group with the URL so we'll watch it. The same with you, Steve. If you do choose to do another video, which I certainly hope you do, then we'll go ahead and have you do the same where you post it in our Facebook group so that we all know that it's there and we'll go and comment.
Okay.
Great. Yep.
Is there anything, Barb, that you feel you have any questions about regarding your video, anything that I can help you with regarding the process of it, et cetera?
Well, as I had raised the concern, my oral presentation and my blog post were different. And so I tried to pick up on the oral presentation some more in the video. So I don't know if I need to do a video that goes with the blog post also or revise the blog post. I had felt that the oral presentation would be too long for a blog post.
Yeah.
Three blog posts. And then how would I would have to figure out how to tie that together. But
well, why don't you go ahead and do a video for the blog post? Because one of the things that I would like us to do in this marketing funnel that I'll go into more detail about next class is that for people who do register for a consultation with us, they will then get an additional gift, and I was going to have you all either direct them to the blog post or have the content of the blog post made into a handout, like a PDF handout.
Okay. Well, and the opt-in page, is that supposed to be on the blog page?
No. I don't know what you mean by blog page. It should be a landing page. Now, if you use WordPress, then it could be a WordPress page, which some people regard as a blog, but I'm not really following you here.
Well, I have a opt-in page on my homepage. You opt in to get my free report, and that's how I get your information, and so you get a thank you, and you are on a tips subscription sort of thing, free.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but they don't necessarily get the blog posts. They don't get notification on the blog posts. So unless I tie that in more.
Okay, I'm lost. I'm very lost. So I don't know what you're talking about, but the funnel that I am referring to is it's a separate page. And on that page is an opt-in box with a video inviting a person to get a free gift. Okay. Now the free gift that you're offering is a consultation with you, right?
Right.
And I'm saying that we can add another gift once they have the consultation with you, where you would say, and then when you register for a consultation with me, you will get another free gift, or you will get a bonus gift or something like that, where we'll discuss thus and such and thus and such. And then they will then be led to either a blog post page, or you'll take the content, the exact same content of that blog post, and make it into like a little ebook or some kind of a handout.
Okay.
So I don't know what you were saying, but that's what I'm saying. I hope that makes sense.
Well, I have a I guess you could call it an ebook. It's a report called The 10 Biggest Copyright Mistakes Small Businesses Make That Could Land You in Court and How to Avoid Them. And so that's, I don't know, about 20 pages.
But that's not the same as this sequence. This is a different sequence.
Okay.
I mean, you could use that, except I wanted people to repurpose their initial presentation and break it down into an article so that everything ties together, so that the initial presentation is used in different formats. It's
yep.
used as a free gift. It's used as a written report, et cetera. You see?
Yep.
So it's a different stream of information that we're talking about here.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So let's conclude. And thank you for, you know, staying late. I just like to give so much, and I just appreciate that you're all patient with me about that. And I know that you are glad that I am this thorough, but I do want to acknowledge the fact that you are staying over. So,
well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Let's conclude with going around the room and saying what you loved about today's session.
Oh, my.
Go ahead, Barb.
What didn't I love? Go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
No, Barb, I thought you were going. You said you were. Go ahead.
Okay. I appreciated all of the feedback from and to each other. There's a lot to learn from that. The focus and explanation of the importance of acknowledging and finding and feeling, being sensitive to the silence. That was very important for me to hear. So thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Okay, how about you, Steve, dear?
Well, I learned a lot about what it's taken to, you know, build these websites and what do you need to have it there. The comments on Mary's website was helpful, you know, in me going forward. The energy management techniques were helpful, understanding, you know, the where that blue light and kind of what its purpose is and its placement is. That was helpful. And then just looking forward to you know, getting things ready for the next class. I thought this was a very good educational class.
Great. Okay. Well, another dive into brilliance. Off we go. And I will have the home plate up by tomorrow. My assistant will get to it by tomorrow. And it's going to be just fine-tuning what we started with this marketing funnel, and also to practice those exercises that we've discovered, that we've gone over, as well as review the home play exercises that I have listed in the Facebook group after each of our other classes, so you can be reminded of the things that you're still working on. You're still working on the intolerables. You're still working on your final project. So always refer back, and we do include it in the post. But the reason that the post of our home play is so long is because we're keeping in front of you, top of mind, the tools that we've already covered from our very first class till now. And those should still be nurtured, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So I would say that this week's home play is going to be perfecting this marketing funnel, really getting more and more and more familiar with that silence, that space where you are, your receptivity is heightened to your intuition. And then we're going to keep moving forward on this funnel and your project. And always please, you know, look for tags from me, from us, every day, because we're on the home stretch now, and things will come up that I want to make sure you are aware of. Okay?
You bet.
Okay, love to you both. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Bob.
Bye. Bye, Steve.